This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The Palestinian security chief said today that his forces will soon be deployed along the border between Israel and the Gaza Strip. They will enforce an order by Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas to end attacks by militants. That announcement follows by one day an attack by a suicide bomber, which killed an Israeli security agent and wounded seven other Israelis in Gaza. Abbas is caught between the militants' calls for an end to the Israeli occupation and the Israeli demand that attacks end before peace talks can begin. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Abbas is holding talks in Gaza with both leaders of militant groups and the heads of his security forces there. After last night's talks, Public Security Chief Major General Abdelrazik al-Majida said an agreement is underway to deploy security forces on the border with Israel within 2 days. Earlier this week, Abbas ordered his security forces to act to prevent attacks on Israel. Cabinet Minister Saab Erekat said the Palestinian National Security Council will meet in Gaza on Friday, and the police are likely to be sent out immediately after that meeting. Erekat says Palestinians are committed to ending attacks on Israel and called on Hamas and Islamic Jihad to agree to a ceasefire.
Hamas and Jihad should act in accordance with the political pluralism and should not act as parallel authorities. We're a society that decided to go the way of elections, democracy. We just had an election. We have an elected president. So all parties are called upon to work within the rule of law, political pluralism, because at the end of the day, we'll have a policy of zero tolerance to multiple authorities.
Erekat said that zero tolerance policy means anyone who violates Abbas's decision to end attacks will be punished. Erekat also called on Israel to stop its incursions into the West Bank and Gaza to help the Palestinian Authority impose order. At least publicly, militant groups say they will not agree to end attacks. Masked gunmen in Gaza told Israel television that what they called resistance will continue until the Israeli occupation ends. Khadr Khalil, a spokesman for Islamic Jihad, said a ceasefire is up to Israel. The Israeli side will not get a ceasefire without a price, he said. That price is the end of Israeli incursions and aggression. Another militant, Zakaria Zubeda, of the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigades in Jenin, told Israel television his group has decided to stop attacks within Israel, but not on Jewish soldiers or settlers in the occupied territories. Last night, Hamas claimed responsibility for a suicide bombing that killed an Israeli security agent and wounded seven other Israeli soldiers and security people. At the same time, Palestinian officials point to continued Israeli incursions into Gaza. They say Israeli troops killed 13 Palestinians in Gaza last week, including a mother and son who were shot by snipers while on their roof. Israel says its targets were Palestinian militants firing rockets and mortars. Erekat says that for a ceasefire to work, Israel must also limit its military activity in the West Bank and Gaza. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.